2024戒烟就赢比赛开跑，尼古清戒烟喷雾陪你一起强大。戒烟不容易，单靠意志力戒烟的人，时常无法克服戒断症状而失败。尼古清戒烟喷雾将是你的神队友，简单一喷，药品急速释放，立即缓解七大戒断症状，不限场合，提高戒烟成功率。除了尼古清神队友，你还可以寻求专业医疗人员协助，一起迈向戒烟成功之路。尼古清戒烟喷雾，用科学方法戒烟，请咨询全台各大药局及戒烟门诊。本广告由尼古清戒烟喷雾卫部药书字第027835号提供，嘉安嘉户股份有限公司，台北市中山区民生东路3段2号10楼，北市卫药广字第113030190号。尼古清戒烟喷雾，相伴每个新开始。
Chapter 9 in the workplace all examples. Unit 1 job application. Resume. Include your maiden name on your resume. Should I include my date of birth on the resume? You need to update your marital status. What skills are required? I have experience as a supervisor. Write your reason for leaving each job. Please provide your educational background. You possess excellent qualifications. I don't believe I'm sufficiently qualified for this position. Should I include my maiden name on my resume? Sure, I suppose. Also, update your marital status from single to married. Do you think I am qualified for the position? You have previous experience as a supervisor. But I don't have all the qualifications. Documents. You will need to include a cover letter. Submit your resume as soon as possible. My resume is not up to date. Do you have a portfolio? These documents need to be notarized. Could you write me a letter of recommendation? 3 forms of ID are required. The application requires a passport photo. What's your social security number? I want to apply for this job, but my resume isn't up to date. I can help you write a cover letter. Thanks, but it must be handwritten. Oh, okay. Shall I make copies of your supporting documents? Thanks. Here are my degrees and references. Company information and job description. Is there a vacancy for a part-time position? We have an equal opportunity employer. Let's find someone to start as soon as possible. Shall we recruit an apprentice? I'm applying for an internship. I heard that this company is recruiting trainees. We need you to work on the night shift. Our company offers flex time. We really need another part-timer for the night shift. Well, let's find someone to start ASAP. How much shall we offer the candidate? Other part-timers make $20 an hour. Maybe we should recruit a full-time apprentice. I have experience as a supervisor. I'm sorry you are not suitably qualified for this job. You missed your maiden name on the resume. Update your marital status from single to married. Submit your resume as soon as possible. These documents need to be notarized. 3 forms of ID are required. We need another part-time worker for the night shift. Well, let's find someone to start ASAP. What salary shall we offer? The pay should be $20 per hour. Unit 2 interviews. Preparation and during the interview. Make sure to be on time. Wear proper attire. I'd like to confirm our appointment at 9 o'clock. Mind your etiquette when entering the room. Calm your nerves before answering questions. Thank the interviewer for the opportunity. What salary are you expecting? I have a question about the job description. Is there a probation period and on-the-job training? I've got a big job interview tomorrow. Make sure to be punctual to the interview. That's good advice. Any other tips? Calm your nerves before answering questions. I will, thanks. Experience and abilities. I have a good track record as a student. I have an emphasis on literature. The course equipped me with communication skills. I have the know-how. I specialize in analyzing the markets. Software design is my area of expertise. I can deal with pressure well. I was responsible for customer service. I'm good at handling complaints. Why do you think you're competent for this job? I was responsible for customer service, so I'm experienced in handling complaints. I see that in your resume. I can also deal with pressure very well. Strengths and weaknesses. Being goal-oriented is important to me. I am very resourceful. Are you an ambitious person? I'm a fast learner and a team player. One of my strengths is persistence. I always try to show initiative. A trait I'm trying to change is impatience. I'm working on becoming more organized. I wish I could be more confident. How would you describe yourself? I am hardworking and conscientious. What are some of your strengths? I am motivated, resourceful, and ambitious. Jeff's personality is well suited to this type of job. One of his strengths is his persistence. Make sure you are punctual to the job interview. Sheila is a very outgoing person. Chris is a team player. It's always so nice to work with him. He's a very outgoing person. Wear the proper attire to a job interview. It's important to be hardworking. Do you have any previous experience? Try to be confident during an interview. I specialize in the market analyzing. Unit 3 occupations. Business, legal, and medical professions. My lawyer charges me $200 per hour. Can you recommend a lawyer for me? The bailiff instructed all rise when the judge entered the room. The optician gave me an eye test. The pharmacist filled my prescription. I took my dog to see the vet yesterday. The accountant is on the phone. We are advertising for a new sales representative. I've considered becoming a stockbroker. Can you recommend an affordable attorney to me? No, my lawyer charges me $200 per hour. Oh, maybe I should ask Nick. He's a paralegal. Good idea. Government, media, and arts. I don't trust politicians. Mr. White was elected as the city's mayor. The governor will make a speech soon. I'll run for senator in the next election. I'm calling a security guard if you don't leave. I quit my job as a bodyguard. A private investigator uncovered Don's criminal history. Andy is a DJ at a radio station. I am a professional choreographer. And so beautiful that she could be a model. I want to be a politician. Would you try to be a governor? No, I want to be a senator. You could be a candidate for counselor in the next election. Service and other professions. We need a housekeeper to help look after our home. Bart is a janitor in an elementary school. The gardener is mowing the lawn. That nanny is very good with kids. I need to visit my hairdresser every 2 months. I want to be a baker and own a shop. I am a programmer at Google. You have to love animals to be a zookeeper. I buy my honey directly from a beekeeper. I think we need a housekeeper. It'll cost too much. We can barely afford a nanny. Speaking of which, I scheduled a meeting with the new nanny tomorrow. Then I should go visit the hairdresser today. I don't want to make a bad impression. The optician gave me an eye test. I'm calling the security guard if you don't leave. I buy my honey directly from a beekeeper. And so beautiful that she could be a model. Can you recommend an affordable attorney to me? No, my lawyer charges me $200 per hour. Oh, maybe I should ask Nick. He's a paralegal. Good idea. We can barely afford a nanny. We need a housekeeper to help look after our home. I'll run for senator in the next election. Unit 4 in the office. Structures and job titles. The shareholders meeting is in 5 minutes. I want a career in marketing. The sales department is on the second floor. R&D are developing a new product. We pride ourselves on excellent customer service. I'd like you to meet our new team leader. Our CEO works tirelessly. I want to eventually be the general manager. Our chairman is a billionaire businessman. The shareholders meeting is in 5 minutes. Will they discuss the problems with our customer service? I'm afraid so. And the problem with the marketing department is pretty tricky too. Well, I think we can blame it all on the general manager's poor leadership. Office equipment, telephone, and emails. I need to clear out my filing cabinet. The copier has jammed again. Dispose of confidential documents with the paper shredder. I'll forward the email to every employee. Your email ended up in my spam folder. What should I write in the subject line? I will put you through. Why didn't you return my call? I was put on hold for 20 minutes. Hi, Connie. Did you receive my email? No, when did you send it? About an hour ago, the subject line says prices. Oh, it's in my spam folder. Office talk. He thinks he is such a big shot. I'm fed up with those brown nosers. You have to stop being a dot doormat, man up. Did you tattle on me to my supervisor? He's known backstabbing. Stop goofing around. The boss is already onto you. If you keep cutting corners, you'll end up on the blacklist. He's making big bucks and I'm only making peanuts. I need happy hour to heal the wounds from my daily work. I can't believe it. Vincent tattled on me to my supervisor. Oh, you don't know? He's known for backstabbing. And yet, he's making big bucks and I'm only making peanuts. Well, it sounds like you need happy hour after work. The team leader is in charge of managing the whole team. Some new products have been developed by the R&D department. The chairman called for a board meeting. The company's PR manager speaks on behalf of the company. I can't believe it. Vincent tattled on me to my supervisor. Oh, you don't know? He's known for backstabbing. And he's making big bucks and I'm only making peanuts. Well, it sounds like you need happy hour after work. The printer is not working again. Call the administrative department. They'll have it fixed. When did you send the email? An hour ago. I'm taking a day off tomorrow. Who will be your deputy? We'll take over at reception. Someone from the call center. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. Well, you can always ask me for help. Unit 5 Human Resources. Company benefits. Free food is one of the perks of being a chef. My annual bonus was substantial this year. You'll earn a 10% commission on all sales. My company pays for my health insurance. Disability insurance is optional. 10% of your salary is paid into a retirement fund. I drop my kids off at the company daycare center. I value work-life balance. My company provides a family-friendly workplace. Will the company pay for my health insurance? Yes. However, disability insurance is optional. Oh, are there any other fringe benefits? Yes, we have free daycare. Wow, you provide such a family-friendly workplace. Taking leave and working overtime. Employees receive 7 days of personal leave annually. I have a cold, so I'll take sick leave. Next Monday is a public holiday. Can you work overtime tonight? I can't drink. I'm still on duty. I am on call this week. Our manager works day and night. I worked like a dog all weekend. I always go the extra mile for my clients. Can you work overtime tonight? But I'm already off duty. I just finished my 8-hour shift. Next Monday is a public holiday. We need to stay on schedule. I know, but I've been working day and night all this month. Human resources. I'll round up the talent for the project. I graduated this year and joined the workforce. Our personnel are all professionals. When will it be my turn to be promoted? Mike was demoted because he is unreliable. This is your final warning. Don't be late again. Did you hear that Ben was fired? Mr. Wilson will retire at the end of the year. I hate this lousy job. I quit. Did you hear that Ben was fired? Yes, and 25 workers were also retrenched. Really? Should we be worrying about ourselves too? I don't have enough pension yet. You're right. I can't get laid off now. It took me 6 years to work my way to the top. You'll receive a 10% commission on all sales. Mike was demoted because he is unreliable. I can't drink. I'm still on duty. Can you work overtime tonight? But I'm already off duty. I just finished my 8-hour shift. Next Monday is a public holiday. We need to stay on schedule. I know, but I've been working day and night all this month. Did you leave your kids with the nanny? I drop my kids off at the company daycare. I hate this lousy job. I quit. I'm quitting too. They have me do everything but pay me so little. This is your final warning. Don't be late again. Sorry. I promise that I won't do it again. I have a cold, so I'll take a sick leave. Okay. Take care and don't worry about work today. I slaved away all weekend at work. Oh, poor you.